This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. God is still on the throne, and he hears and answers prayer. And that means everything is going to come out all right, no matter what we're feeling. Trust in the Lord today. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in the Lord, and he will act. That is the thing that we need to know when we're baby Christians. That is the thing that we need to know when we're old and lived for Jesus 50 years. Trust in the Lord. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in him, and he will act. And you know what? I don't hear very many homilies, sermons about trusting God. And nothing happens unless you trust the Lord. Nothing happens. And I don't want to live in a church where nothing happens. It's something that's crazy. Because he said, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That means things are going to happen. Oh, yes, things are going to happen. That's what the church is all about. Things happen to bring people to Christ and Christ Jesus the people. This is real stuff. I've been doing this by grace since 1968. And I haven't run out. Oh, God hasn't run out of things that he needs to continue to help me with, because he's infinite. And I need the infinite Jesus. I need it. I need him. And I want him too.
Because faith without trust is sterile. If I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but I don't trust in the Lord with all my heart, there's going to be no fruit in my life. Father is a man of fruit. Big tomatoes, watermelons, pumpkins. He's producing fruit because he trusts in the Lord with all your heart. Jesus told St. Faustina, trust is a vessel which all graces are given. It's like the magic carpet that as you trust in the Lord just deposits grace after grace and after grace into your heart. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to put you in situations where you need to trust in the Lord, where you can't trust on your own power, on your own understanding. You just need to trust in the Lord. Because when the Lord takes you to the end of yourself, that is where God begins. The Lord wants to take me. He wants to take Father Tom. He wants to take you to the end of ourselves, where there's no other human means that I can accomplish what God is calling me to accomplish, except for one. I surrender to you, Lord Jesus, and I trust in you. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with this sick person that the doctors said there's no cure. But Jesus, I know you said that you lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. That's not what I said. That's what Jesus said. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lay hands on the sick and I'm going to believe that they are healed. I've laid hands on thousands, so many people I can't count. Have I seen many, many miraculous healings? No. But I've seen healings. I've seen Heather come out of the wheelchair. I've seen people who, women who are barren, many women who are barren, conceive children. I've seen people healed of illness. Not everyone is healed, but that's Jesus's concern. Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. So I'm going to lay hands on the sick because that's a will of God. That is a command of Jesus, not only for me, not only for Father, but for you. Jesus is no respecter of persons. Jesus used a donkey. God used me. He'll use you if you surrender to the Lord. What did Jesus say? If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. In Matthew 21, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, though Jesus is saying to his apostles, I will do whatever you ask for in my name if you believe. Why, though? It's because it gives the Father glory. It gives the Father glory. What are we asking for with belief and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Because his word says, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In Matthew 18, Jesus said, again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything, they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. It's about heart coherence. When two people are in alignment in the Spirit, it creates a flow of God's will being done. When me and Father laid hand on Heather and we came in agreement that Jesus is going to heal her from the wheelchair, the Father did it in heaven. See, you need a prayer partner who you're in total agreement, in total in sync with, that you come in agreement with in prayer. Because so that what does Jesus say? So that anything they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven.
I never get tired of experiencing answered prayer. I never get tired. I get surprised many times. That's the lack of faith, but I do. I get surprised what God knows how to do as we approach the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. He said, I will be with you always, even until the end of time. That means when I am praying, he's with me, and he's my prayer partner.
Yes.
No better prayer partner than the blessed Jesus Christ. No better prayer partner. And we together start praying. In the name of Jesus, heal Sandra today. In the holy name of Jesus. I mean it. In the name of Jesus, heal Sandra today. Get her out of that hospital. Flood her with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Give her peace to leave that place filled with the help of the risen Jesus Christ.
And when you pray, pray with some conviction. Pray with some authority. You are not an orphan. We are not begging the Lord to do something. We are releasing victory into sickness. We're speaking directly to the sickness that has a life form in its own. And in the name of Jesus, we are commanding that sickness to wither and die. We are releasing the light of Christ to drive out every darkness in the name of Jesus. We're commanding the demons to leave and go into the light of Christ. Not every sickness is caused by demons, but where demons are, there is sickness. Where demons are, there is torment. When demons are, there is darkness, there is depression. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. Do you know who you are in Christ today? Do you know that you are more than an overcomer? That from the cross, Jesus gave you victory? He said, it is finished. Here are the keys to my kingdom. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That you have the power of life and death in your tongue. That as I decree victory, I believe victory is going to declare. Victory is coming. Because I am decreeing the words of Jesus Christ. The words of Christ never return void. The words of Christ go forth into the Spirit to do the word, to do the work they were created to do. Maybe the word of healing doesn't manifest in 5 minutes, 5 years, 500 years, but that word of God is going to come to manifest, whether it's on this side of heaven or the other side of heaven. That you are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. You are the living host of God, that God dwells within you. And if God dwells within you, that means greater that is in you, that is in the world. If God dwells in you, that means healing dwells in you. If Jesus dwells in you, that means his power, his love, his grace dwells in you. God does not pour out the Spirit by measure. He gives us what we are able to receive. He gives us what we are ready for. You know, this is the most important part when I got this realization. When I would go and I would preach in dark areas and I would pray against afflictions and sickness. I'm not going to battle for victory. I'm going to release a victory. I sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And from that place of Jesus, that is where I live. That is where I operate from. Now, does victory always manifest? No. But God wants us to operate from a place of victory at every moment of our life. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit just washes over every person, that God is allowed to just clear you out by the fire of God. See, the fire of God, it burns out every impurity within us. It burns out everything of earth, and it fills us with God's divinity. It fills us with God's faith. It fills us with God's humility. Humility is not thinking less about yourself. It is about thinking about yourself less. And it's about focusing on Jesus Christ. See, true humility looks like boldness, because I'm not relying on the power of man, because in myself I have no power. But greater is who lives in me than who lives in the world. Jesus Christ lives and dwells and operates in me. So it doesn't matter how bleak the situation is. It doesn't matter how great the evil is. Christ in me brings victory to every situation. Light does not battle with darkness. Light comes into the room and it overshadows every darkness. As you bring the gospel, as you bring the light of Christ to the people, it overshadows any lies, any depression, any darkness that they have in within them. Because you shall know the truth, that is Jesus, and the truth shall set you free.
Do you know that greater is Jesus that is in you through the Holy Spirit than he, the enemy, the devil himself, in the world? Do you know you have victory over Satan?
Hallelujah.
Through the blood of Jesus? Do you know you are not an orphan? That you're a child of God? Start living like a child of God, not like an orphan. Jesus said in the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel, I shall not leave you orphans. I shall not leave you orphans. We have a Heavenly Father. He is our Father. We've got a Savior in Christ Jesus. We are not alone. We belong to the royal family. Oh, yes, I belong to the Di Lorenzo family. But even more than that, I belong to Jesus Christ's family called the Church. I received that power, that presence, that unction, that anointing when I was 40 days old, when they baptized me. I didn't know it, but I got it anyway, through the faith of the Church. And when did it start to percolate? In 1968. That grace that was given at baptism and confirmation started to percolate and do wonders in the name of Jesus. You know, that's for you too. You are called to do wonders in the name of Jesus. Oh, I just don't feel, I don't care how you feel. God raised you up to do wonders. Whether you want to do them or not want to do them, they're for you. You can say no, and you can live in darkness. Poor me. Well, you know what? Get over poor me. Just get over. Because you're not poor. You belong to Jesus Christ. You're not poor. You have been incorporated into the body of Christ Jesus. You are not poor. You are a victor and a victorious man or woman because he lives in you. Whether you feel it or not, I do not rely upon my feelings. My feelings come and my feelings go. But my faith is intact. Catherine Kuhlman used to say, as long as your faith in Jesus Christ is intact, everything is going to come out all right. Is your faith intact in the Lord Jesus Christ today? Or are you dancing around saying, well, my prayers haven't been answered. I've tried so many times. Is your faith intact in Jesus Christ?
Just keep praying with faith and conviction. Let the Lord worry about when he's going to answer it. You are supernatural in this world. You are the representative of God in this world, of Jesus Christ. You are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. Well, Jesus told his apostles, the same glory the Father has given to me, I give to you. I give to you. Jesus said, greater works than these will you do than I done, because I go to the Father. That the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is flowing through you right now, that he's giving you the thoughts of God. He's giving you the power of God. The Holy Spirit is a person. He can be grieved. He wants you to develop a relationship, an intimate relationship with him. We can know about Jesus, but we cannot know about Jesus without the Holy Spirit, just like we cannot know the Father without Jesus. The Holy Spirit has the Father has a destiny for you, and it's only the Holy Spirit that can reveal himself to you. You are a victor. You know, the devil is like a roaring lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. The devil is like a dog with a leash around it, and all he can do is bark. He has as much power as you give to him. When I first came to the Lord, I was fighting him, and I was a little devil excess. I was focused on the devil. You get my focus on him. Now I ignore him. I walk over him. I step over him. He's not worth my focus. He's not worth my time. The kingdom of God goes forth, and it just overshadows him. You will have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all the works of the enemy. All the works of the enemy. Fear is a work of the enemy. When we have fear, we're opening the door to the enemy. When we have unbelief, we're opening the door to the devil. The key is to let our soul be healed and close down all these doors that the enemy accesses us through. When we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we have trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil, he's like a dog nipping at our heels. He can only come through the gates which we open to him. And you know what the real purpose of the devil is to make us holy. Because without a little resistance in the spirit, we cannot grow. When the devil attacks me, I say, hallelujah. You know why? I know there's a great breakthrough coming on this other side of this attack, on the other side of the tension. You got to have wisdom in the spirit. You need to know the workings of the spirit. Before the greatest breakthrough, there's always the greatest battle. So if you're in a battle, it means there's a breakthrough on the other side. The enemy God is using the enemy like a dog on the leash so that we come into a greater place of faith, so that we learn the lessons that we need to learn from the tension that the devil is producing. You have authority. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested, to destroy the works of the enemy. Most people don't know what the works of the enemy are. Sickness is a work of the enemy. Depression is a work of the enemy. Poverty, that I don't have enough to meet my needs, is a work of the enemy. Jesus said, I have come so that you may have life, and life abundantly. What is life abundantly? I have enough for myself, and I have more to give away to others. I have more to give away to others. Jesus wants you to be a giver. Jesus wants you to be full of the Spirit. Jesus wants you to be full of life. Jesus wants you to be full of boldness. Boldness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. I could not be bold unless the Holy Spirit gave me that boldness. But every day I need to die to myself. Most days I'm charismatic now, but I'm sharing in the sufferings of Christ. I'm uniting it to the cross of the Lord Jesus. As sufferings come, I'm saying, fiat, Lord. I will share in your glory, but I will share in your suffering. Because every day I need to die to myself. We need to die to our desires. We need to die to our plans. We need to allow Jesus to put us on the cross so we can live in the power of the resurrection.
Living in the power of the resurrection. I'm not saying feeling. I live in the power of the resurrection. I feel nothing right now. But I live in the power of the resurrection. I don't wait for my feelings to catch up. That's what it's all about. That's what the new birth is all about. Living in the power of the resurrection. Jesus said it. Unless a man be born again, he shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, that happened to me at baptism. But I'm going to tell you, I said amen to that experience when I was 21 years old. Let it be done unto me according to your word. I make all things new. At 21, I experienced the risen Savior. I gave my life to Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, it didn't stop there. It's an everyday experience. Giving our lives to Him each and every day. Allowing Him to be Lord of our lives and not ourselves. Knowing that He, who is greater than anything in us, has great plans for us. We are on the radio. Who are we? We're nobodies. Yeah. Only somebody's in Christ.
Jesus only chooses nobodies.
And that's the way it is. I'm sure there are other people that are much more talented, much more surrendered, but they never step out. Why are we here? It's the grace of God.
It's God's plan, not ours.
That's it.
But God has a plan for you. He has great plans for you. But will you do the will of God? Will you do His plans and not your plans? His plans for you today is to not watch 3 hours of TV. It's to read the Bible for 3 hours. If we don't know the Word of God, we cannot know Jesus. It's if you have the gift of the Spirit. Begin to pray in tongues so the power of God can be translated into you. You know, when I want to relax and watch the football game, you know what I do? I say, I'm going to relax and watch football. But the whole time, I'm rosa macampo. You know, we're only on this earth for such a short time. You don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste. We're in prayer. We're learning about the kingdom. Or we're releasing the glory of God. We're not watching TV, listening to the radio, worrying. Well, you can listen to the radio if you're hearing Father Tom. But you want to be filling yourself. Filling yourself. Don't waste time. The devil wants you distracted. That's his number one thing. He has distraction. Don't be distracted. Be locked into the kingdom. Be hyper-focused on Jesus. When's the last time you let the Lord operate through you? Say, Jesus, speak in my speaking. Me and Father Tom, we never know what we're going to say. We never plan it out because we give it to the Holy Spirit. We surrender our life. We surrender our preaching. But like Father says, you don't need to get ready if you're what?
Stay ready. That's what it's all about. Staying ready. Are you ready today? I'm not asking you, are you feeling ready? Are you ready today to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as you are and to operate that He is in you and you are in Him? Are you believing that? Yes, it's true. And if you're believing that He is in you and you are in Him, go out and do exploits.
That's right.
Go out and do exploits.
That's what you were created to do.
And that's for each and every believer. How do we do exploits? You must start with something small. Oh, yes. I didn't start with cancer. I start with a headache. That's where I probably started in 1968. People had a headache, and I had the faith that the headache would be healed. And you know what? It was. Oh, but after the headache comes other things. Finally, cancer, when we come and ask the Father in the name of Jesus to destroy every cell that's gone crazy in this person. Cancer, be healed by the name of Jesus Christ. But it started with a headache, and it grew as I continued to use the gift of healing. I never said Father Tom has the gift of healing. I believe every Christian has that gift. And if they lose it, that's wonderful. If they don't, that's just too bad. Too bad.
Yeah.
Use it. Use it, or you lose it.
Because it's the Holy Spirit that has the gifts. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have every gift flowing through you. When I had the Holy Spirit, I got the gift of healing, prophecy, preaching. So do you. But you got to let the Holy Spirit operate through you. You got to let the Holy Spirit, come on. Let Him put a little fire in your belly today. Get a little intensity for the Lord. Pretend like you're at the sports game and you're yelling and cheering. God is so much better. And you know, when you let the Holy Spirit come in and take over, he gives you boldness you never had. He gives you an intensity. He gives you the words. He gives you the power. He gives you the life. He gives you his glory. We are partakers in the divine nature with Jesus Christ. He transforms everything within you. Father Tom used to be timid Tommy.
No more. No more timid Tommy. No more. Jesus said it. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's not only for me. Yeah. That's for you.
Yeah. And God wants to give you the authority of Christ. See, the Pharisee goes, who's this Jesus person? He's speaking with authority. You can't fake it in the Spirit. You either got it or you don't. You're either filled with the Spirit or you're not. You either surrendered your life to Jesus or you haven't. And it's just a stepping stone. One surrender after another surrender after another surrender. There's no arguing. The kingdom of God, it is here. It is now. When you speak about the Lord Jesus Christ, his glory goes forth. The kingdom comes and it hits people in their spirit. They begin to just be filled with the love of God, the atmosphere of the kingdom. You got to surrender. There's no faking it in the spirit. You know, the enemy knows that what you have given to the Lord Jesus. In the spiritual realm, we are known for our sacrifices. What have you sacrificed for the Lord? Today, begin with sacrificing your life and let the Lord build on it from there.
And today, I say God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.